I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mandatory evacuations began this week in southern Texas and the U.S. as Hurricane Ike menaced the Gulf. Buckner International's original evacuation plan for a project there halted when Ike sharply changed direction earlier this week. They then began watching the Rio Grande Valley, where they have a children's home. Pray that all the evacuees can have a peace in the uncertainty of waiting for Ike to cross. And before it made it to the U.S., people evacuated their homes in Cuba as Hurricane Ike tore into their country. International aide Sonny Enriquez says their partners in Cuba are asking for help, a great opportunity to share God's love. Enriquez says Ike's fury compounded the damage done by Hurricane Gustav. Initially, people will need housing assistance, but international aid will also focus on disease prevention through hygiene kits and ministry. For details, go to our website. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University. You can find us on the web at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.